Hello friends, I'm a bit late with a message this time. I've had a very bad week. I've had a terrible cough and cold, but the antibiotics seem to be working and I'm improving. Prior to that, I had a very good, pleasant birthday. Was able to get out in the afternoon into the sunshine and sit in the garden, listen to the birds and smell that lovely choicea plant we've got. It's really lovely, it fills the garden with scent. Marlene, Big Dave and Pamela visited and they spent over an hour with me chatting about this, that and the other, and we had a really good time. I was surprised to see how well Marlene looked after her trials and tribulations. She seemed very cheerful and she'll be calling again before she goes back. And I've been out quite a number of times, been to the garden centre and bought enough bedding plants to fill 5 tubs, and it looks nice now. Of course we do our gardening in tubs now, it's too much for Mary to keep bedding out and digging in and bedding in, so it's just easier for her to fill tubs. And we get the floral arrangement in the tubs, of course. The weather's not been too good since birthday, it's been miserable, wet and windy, and today's no exception. It's a really bad day. So I'm sat in the house and just enjoying my can of beer, watching the rain fall. There's nothing else I can do today. But time goes by and everything's okay. Now I have another goal. Set myself another goal to aim for. I found out the other day that my grandfather Connolly died in January 1947, aged 92. So I have a bit to go yet. Anyway, I hope to catch him up and everything will be all right. Other than that, as I say, things are going fine and we're travelling along. Jack and Lily were having a really bad marriage. They'd now become on no speaking terms. And, Jack had a very important engagement, early engagement in the morning, so he left a note on the kitchen table. Wake me at 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. please. And he went to bed, got up next morning, found he was overlaid, but went downstairs to make yourself a cup of tea, and lying beside his note on the table was another note, and it says, wake up, 6 o'clock. So that's that. I had quite a number of cards for my birthday, and quite a lot of messages, and I really do hope I managed to answer them all. I hope I did anyway. And I thank you very much indeed. But now it's time to close. I'm running short of breath again. It doesn't last long. And all I can say is all the very best to every one of you. Cheerio for now. Jono.